First of all, I'm sorry for those who left today because, like I said, meditators are struggling for 2 or 3 days. So, in the future, do not go for 3 days retreat. Never. You come back. You have been struggling for 3 days. You could, and things mostly you do not find what the meditation is. After 3 days later, physically you're quite okay. You can sit longer. Mentally, you can concentrate better. At the time, you see something about the meditation. So, I mean, today, two ladies, they left. I'm sure they have been struggling yesterday and then today. Same to you, right? All of you are struggling, but do not disappoint it. Do not give up. Trying this chance opportunity once in a lifetime. You will not have to struggle these problems in your life. Only once. Try to overcome within 6 days. Even though I'm not so sure how long will it take to settle down your physical and mental problems, but I'm sure you can settle down within 6 days. Just keep on trying. You will be all right. So today I want to talk about a little bit about the meditation. What is the meditation? How do you understand? What is the meditation? Observing. Okay, how about you? Focus on that.
Focus thoughts on something.
Okay. Yes. Okay. How about you?
Control mind.
Controlling your mind. Okay. I understand. I cannot say three of them are wrong, but everyone is correct. But I will say another way, the way I understand. I understand the living at the present moment. Meditation is living at the present moment without going back, without going ahead. If we can live at the present moment, our mind is very healthy, very strong. Unfortunately, we hardly stay at the present moment. Sometimes go to the future, right? Sometimes our mind goes to the past. If our mind go back to the past, what do we get? Regrets and remorse, most of them. If we go to the future, what do we get? Worry and stress, uncertainties. We got these things. Nothing is good. That means even the going back and going ahead is the characteristic of the weak mind. But we do not say we always live at the present moment. We cannot say that. Even the meditation, even though at this stage I say that meditation means living at the present moment, sometimes we have a contemplation meditation. Contemplation means, of course, going back to the past. Contemplate what is my, what was my experience? And then compare our experience and then what our teachers said. And then recall it, what we had experienced. So even the Vipassana jnana, one of the jnana is called the Sammasana. Sammasana means contemplating one's experience. The experience of one he has had. So at this moment, I understand meditation is living at that moment. not even near future, not even near past. Just live at the present moment. For example, the worry arises in your mind. In fact, only the worry is existing at the moment. But because of our nature, we go a little bit back to the past. Why worry? Why? At that time, you are not meditating anymore. You are reasoning. You are finding the logical answer. It is not meditating. A meditator can do is, at the moment, what is the reality? Reality is a worry. Not why, not how. Okay? At the moment, you get anger. Anger is a reality at the moment. Once you ask, you go back, why you get anger? So at the moment, you go back to the past. You cannot stop. Somebody abuse you. Somebody insult you. Somebody said something what you dislike. Ah, go back. It's the past. So sometimes, concerned with the anger, your mind go to the future. Something like a revenge. Okay, my time will come. At the time, we will see. Something like, your mind go to the future. A meditator should live at the present moment. The reality at the moment is anger. Know why anger. Know how anger. Just anger. Just worry. So the meditators, experienced meditators, are able to meditate on that anger. That means present moment. So in meditation, we cannot see which object is good, which object is bad. So now we see the anger. Anger is bad. But you can meditate. You are able to do meditation on the anger. Anger is good. It's an object. We cannot see good and bad object. In meditation, every object, whatever you can observe, that object is good. Sometimes you see when you are doing meditation, very bad experience, even in your imagination, right? Maybe you might see the corpse are very miserable. But once you can meditate on the corpse is a very good object. For those, some people, they see the flowers and the skies, and the very beautiful, colorful things, very nice, right? But he failed to do meditation on this there. The object is not good. The object is a hindrance to him. So we don't have a good and bad object. As long as you can meditate on any object, that object is good. So let us make brief the meaning of meditation. Living at the present moment. Do not reasoning. Reasoning going to the future and going back to the past. If you feel pain, just pain. Why pain? It's not meditating. The reality is a painful feeling. I'm always sit like this. Why I'm feel pain now? Or if the thought arises, you are not meditating. You are thinking. Meditation has no why and no how. Meditation only has what. What? Pay. Okay, meditate on the pay. Do not ask how and why. It's not meditation. You get very upset. Yeah, upset, disappointment. That is your meditation object. Do not ask why upset. You go past and the future. So meditation means we are trying to live at the very present moment. Is it called meditation? Now we are trying to, right? Can you live at the present moment now? No. Why? Because we never lived, right? We never lived. Mostly future and the past, not at the present moment. Even when we are walking, our mind is in the future. not at the present action. We can walk because we always walk. We never pay attention to our steps when we are walking. You go to the school, you go to the office. You do not pay attention to your steps. You pay attention to something else. But you're quite used to with this walking. But you can walk, no problem. But that I mean is our mind is not there. Not at the present moment, what we are doing at the moment. Our minds are going to the future, sometime past. Not at the present moment. Nearly 100%. We don't live at the present moment. So now, our minds very difficult to control. You say thought, thought, thought. What's the thought? Just going back to the future, going to the future, right? You say thought, thought, thought. Yeah, too much of thought. What's that? Nothing, your mind goes to the future. Nothing, your mind go back to the past. That's all. So we find that it is very difficult to live at the present moment. Now all of us know that. Let's try. So, living at the present moment, okay. I have introduced meditation objects the first day. Today, I will make a summarize two objects. One meditation object is being. The other is doing. Doing object and then being objects. So what is a doing object? When we do something deliberately, we do meditation on doing, right? In fact, meditation on being is more powerful, more peaceful, and more calm. So let's see, what are the beings? What are the doings? Can you classify? Can you differentiate? Now you have done meditation for 2 days. What is it doing? What is it being? D-O-I-N-G, doing. And then B-E-I-N-G, being. Being object means whether you do or not, it always exists itself. You do not do that deliberately. Is it called being object? Sometimes we have to do that. It is called doing object. Right? When you are scratching, you are doing meditating or doing. In fact, or if possible, we don't want that. If possible, we just want to meditate only on the being. So what is the being? For example, like a breath. You are not doing deliberately, right? It's always existing itself. Okay, it is a being. When you massage yourself, we suggest you to do meditation on your movement and action. Okay, do meditation on doing. In fact, we want you to meditate on the being. But you will not be able to do that. That is why we ask you to do meditation on doing. In fact, being, what is being at the moment? Painful feeling, numbness, itchiness. Do you do to be itchy? No, right? Do we do to be painful? No. The painful feeling arises itself. Numbness arises itself. Itchiness arises itself. We do not do to arise these there. These things arise themselves. So we call them beings. So we cannot do meditation on the being at the moment. That is why for the beginner we suggest, okay, meditate on the doings. Also meditate on the being. Rising, rising, all in, out, yes, being. Later on, maybe mosquito bite it. Okay, meditate on it. And then you do something, doing, scratching, bending, you are doing, bending, bending, scratching, scratching. And then replacing your hand, doing. Doing meditation finish, go back to the being meditation object. Concentration on being is the accurate. Concentration on doing is not accurate. Right. So we are trying to live at the present moment. That is what the meditation means. Even though no matter how many minutes of meditations and so on and so forth, right? If we do meditation on ourselves, we have only two objects, doing and being. If possible, we want to do meditation only on beings, not on doings. Start the concentration. So let us see the concentration. Have you ever heard about the loving kindness of meditation? Yes. Is it what sort of meditation is? Loving kindness of meditation? What sort of meditation is? Sorry? Do it. Okay. Object. Object is other beings, right? So what I want to see here is the concentration. I will discuss about the concentration now. Now let us see the concentration. As long as you concentrate on object, it's called concentration. For example, I told you last night, some people are looking at the moon. They do meditation. Yes, it's a concentration. Because he concentrates on that object. Some people look at the sun. Yes, it's a concentration. So concentration means you also can be concentration meditation object. Other objects can be concentration meditation objects. Maybe sun or maybe the moon or maybe the color or maybe the earth, something, whatever. This can be your concentration meditation object. As long as you concentrate, your focus on that object is called concentration meditation. So now we see that like loving kindness, concentration meditation. You focus on other living beings. Concentration, here we cannot say the being and doing. Here, if we talk about loving kindness, our meditation object is living beings, not nature, not natural phenomena. All living beings. May all beings be well and happy. Our object is living beings. May all men, may all women be well and happy. The other object. Yes, concentration. Concentration meditation does not move one object to another. So here we are developing, trying to establish our concentration. Some of you, I believe some of you have momentary concentration. You can concentrate only for a moment. A moment later, mind goes off. If I'm spelling wrong, I'm sorry. Momentary. Momentary concentration. That means your mind is not strong enough. You can focus only on a moment. Maybe 5 minutes. Maybe 10 minutes. 5 or 10 minutes later, your mind goes off. So you are establishing your concentration. I believe some of you have a momentary concentration. None of you are better than momentary concentration. Momentary concentration can be a moment to half an hour and 1 hour. We do not call it a temporary concentration. Momentary, not very strong. Even though we put mind still only for a while, later on jump to another object. And we bring back both, okay? Mind goes out, okay? So we are struggling. Some people are disappointed. No, no need to disappoint. It's a momentary stage. Always like that. Do not think a monk can do meditation better. Some people see that you are a monk, you can do meditation. Of course, no different, right? Man is a man, mind is a mind. Human's mind is human's mind. Makes no difference. All same. So momentary, let us develop our momentary concentration. Is it the moment? That moment our mind goes out. For sure. Right? Mind will not stay forever on the object. Don't worry. Do not disappoint it. Just keep on trying. At this stage, momentary concentration. If you now we are meditating on ourselves, I have not introduced you to the like a loving kindness meditation. Just do on yourself. If you can focus on yourself, you will find that you can do loving kindness meditation very, very good, very well. So now I haven't introduced yet. Just concentrate on yourself. Just establish your concentration on you. Once you can concentrate on you, you can concentrate on other beings. Seems very, very easy. So firstly, 2, 3, 4 days, I will not introduce loving kindness. Only when you develop your concentration, okay, I will introduce. Do that loving kindness. You will find that you're very happy. I'm sure this awareness or mindfulness meditation, it seems dry. Some of you feel dry, right? Drowsiness, right? Yes, everybody feel that. Loving kindness is not like that. Loving kindness is very, you feel very relaxed and very happy. That's true. Under the concentration, we have so many types of the meditation, right? So concentration. Yesterday we have discussed about the mindfulness. Mindfulness in mind is a jumping one object to another, one person to another. We cannot control our mind, just aware of that. And if we keep on trying, mind stay a bit longer. For example, 5 minutes. Okay, let's call it a momentary concentration. 10 minutes, you can focus 10 minutes. Okay, momentary concentration. 10 minutes is not very little. You are master of your mind for 10 minutes. Just keep on trying. I think I shouldn't talk about concentration too much. Now, at the present situation, I talk only about the momentary concentration. All of you are trying to get this momentary concentration. You will not lose. I think nobody say that I have wasted my time going to the meditation retreat. More or less, they got something, right? At least you understand a little bit better than before. Once you understand yourself, you can understand others, right? Now, in the present life, we see some people are very relaxed, right? Some people have very short temper, very short fuse. Something wrong, they already got angry. Some people are still relaxed. How do you think? Why is it different? If we are Buddhist, we believe in the previous life. We believe once in a while they have trained their mind. As a consequence, the trained mind can be patient, can understand others more. Some people have very short fuse. Something wrong, they already get angry, hit you, fight you. Hit him, fight him, kill him, something like that. So what's that? They have never tried to tame their mind. This life or previous life. The people are different. So now we are trying to tame our mind first now. So how can we how are we taming our mind? We always suggest a pain. Not my pain, it's your pain, trying to be patient. Just keep on trying. Sometimes later, you look back yourself. Who I was and who I am. You will know that you are different. You understand others more. You can patient more. It's a different. But the one thing, do not look back very often. Just keep on doing your meditation. Keep on trying. Sometimes later, look back yourself. You are different. Because awareness of ourselves. You know, we tame our mind. Do not worry. If you have a concentrated mind, that concentrated mind will help you in your life. You are more understandable person. You can be more understandable person. Another point of view, let's see that. For example, I understand you from your side. I am understandable. Who feel comfortable? Maybe the person is understandable. He's a good person for environment, right? Maybe your teacher, one of your teacher, he understands you. He's a very good person for environment, for your environment. But sometimes we fail to understand. How about himself? If you understand it, you feel very relaxed and very comfortable. Forget about you are a very good person for your environment. You yourself, you are a very comfortable one. It's understanding, right? So first of all, in our daily life, we have so many reasons to get angry. I know you find some people are getting angry according to the unreasonable reasons. As an example, hot, in the summer hot, maybe rainy. Sometimes it's raining, yeah, consecutively every day. You see the same people are still getting angry because of rainy. Feel very pity, right? Some people getting angry because traffic jam. And traffic will be like that, always like that. Why you need to get angry? It's a nature. So unreasonable anger. So as a human being, after doing meditation, just focus on yourself. You will have less and less unreasonable angers. Look around other people. They are getting angry about no reasonable things. Because it's raining heavily. Because it's hot so much. Because so heavy traffic. And so on and so forth. Nothing he can do. It will always be like that. But they are still getting angry, which is should not get angry. You look around those people, they are suffering. You just understand, you can understand this thing. Of course, somebody abuse you, you get angry. Is it reasonable, right? Somebody shout at you, immediately you get angry. Is it reasonable? Because he shouted at you. As a human being, when we are developing our mind, we will definitely get angry. The one thing we should try is we shouldn't get angry about which is not reasonable. How can we apply? Yes, just do meditation. Just aware of that. Now we suggest you to aware of the physical movement and the physical sensation. Later part, we will suggest you to aware of your emotions. Once you can meditate on your emotion, you can do everything. You can do meditation on everything. You are relaxed. Even the anger, you can do meditation on the anger. How life is to relax? Let us hope. Even in our life, we will live peacefully. In the future, the trained mind will not change. We were reborn as a very cultured man. Our mind will be relaxed and peaceful. We train it practically, right? So we believe that the Buddha also promised. Today only I See, only the concentration. Now you have a momentary concentration. Please try to develop this concentration to get temporary concentration. At the momentary concentration, some of you are having some colors or something like that, right? See red or colors or gray or brown, momentary stage. Concentration is not stable. So the experience also not stable. So when our concentration will be stable, right? So now, what is our meditation object? First of all, our meditation object is Okay, you yourself. A little bit more detail. Breathing. In, out, bay. So these are names, right? I want to say that these are names. Now we are meditating on names. N-A-M-E-S. Pay, also name. We need the name. What I mean is, without name, we cannot do meditation at that moment. True? Lifting, name. Pushing, name. Putting down, also name. Leveling, we are leveling. Rising, also name. Falling down, name. Breath, in, name. Out, name. Without names, we cannot do meditation. So far, we are meditating on that. Names and then forms. N-A-M-E-S and F-O-R-M-S. Names and then forms. Now we are meditating on names and then forms. Without names and then forms, we cannot do meditation. So that is why our concentration is very rough. Because the concentration is rough, our experience is not so smooth. So what can you do? Okay, just keep on trying. From tomorrow, we were trying to get rid of all the names. I suggest some of you to count your breath. Those who are trying to develop your concentration, the way I said, like a counting, a few hours. After that, for those some are not, I do not suggest to count. We will do meditation, not on the names and the forms. We will do meditation on the process. On the process here means, you know, we meditate lifting, pushing, lowering, pressing, putting down. Names. Try to do meditation without naming. Try to see this process, only the process. Something is making you move. Something is making your legs to move. Something is lifting your legs. Something is pushing your legs. Something is pulling down your legs. Without using the names, just meditate on the process. When you are stepping, something is pushing. Something is pulling. When you are stepping forward, something is pushing you. When your legs dropping down, something is pulling down you. So that means we meditate only on the process, not names. Also, in out breath. If you can do that, no in, no out, just the air, the process of the air. Right? Gradually, we try to get it off the names. You think about the first day, we meditate left and right. Once we can do meditation without left and right, we don't want forget about the left and right. We meditate only on lifting, pushing, putting down, lifting, pushing, putting down. No more left, no more right. If you can do that, try to do that. If you can do meditation on your step without naming, do that. No name. You cannot, you lose your concentration. Go back again. Please name again. Try again. Now I'm seeing is only when we do meditation on the natural phenomena, our concentration will be very accurate and very smooth. We are not meditating on the names. No, we are not meditating on the forms. We are meditating only on the natural phenomena. This one is a natural phenomena. No names. Name is nothing. Right? So if you overcome this switch, we will have acquired some temporary concentration. Yes, temporary stages is a very nice feeling. Today, I would like to call Mr. Benjamin to share some of the knowledge. Maybe he's a very experienced meditator. He has been meditating here quite a long time. Just meditation experience, not any other thing. So please come and share your students, our students.
Good evening. As Bhante said, you can call this being here Benjamin. I've been practicing under Bhante for about 2 years now. And I should say, I consider myself very fortunate. First of all, it's not easy to find a teacher who can teach you the practical part of Buddhism, which is meditation towards enlightenment. I think that is ultimately what we all want. All of you are students of higher institution, well, you are 20% of the top 20% of the population, which I consider your karma to be excellent, very good. Not only good, I mean, I have a daughter and a son about your age. She just graduated from SMU. My son is in National Service. They don't have a good karma like you all. You are 1% of the 20%. So your karma is really excellent. So make full use of it. At your age, you are able to meet a teacher like Bhante. You consider yourself very, very lucky. I came out the hard way. A lot of chanting, a lot of reading out of books, a lot of listening to tapes. I just searching, you know, in the. Now I finally found it, and I don't have to. My searching stops. So my job now is just to practice, practically every day, if not twice a day. So for us, lay Buddhists, all of us wearing this shirt and not the robe, why we should practice is because, like Bhante has earlier on said, your life is full of challenges. Don't talk about future life, just talk about the present life. You will experience a lot of challenges, and if you practice and achieve a certain level, you can handle all challenges in life. Be it your career, your life, your family, your aging, your sickness, as it comes along, you can handle it very well. You will not have that fear anymore, even death. So up to this point, I believe it's all the karma, the cause and effect. Why I'm standing here, why are you guys here? It's all practically our previous lifetime brought forward karma. I don't believe that, oh, just because you are clever, you are sitting here and your friends are not. It is because of your previous life, your good karma, and you're able to find a good teacher. But don't give out. If you give out now, believe me, probably 10, 20 years time, you will go around searching for another Dharma teacher. There's no escape for you all. I'm sorry to say that. You can postpone your practice now. 20 years down the road will be like me at this age trying to practice, and it will be much harder. So you guys are very, very lucky at your age. Your mind is very sharp, so you can achieve very, very fast. So bear that in mind. I think it's very, very important. Don't try to run away, push aside your practice. Maintain it, and you will do well in life. You can handle all challenges, which is very true. Because what is life? Life is all about our sense space, our sixth sense space, facing the environment, whether you like it or not. You know, certain things you like it, you're happy, you don't like it, you're sad. So our moods and things are just swinging up and down. We don't want that. You want to have a very calm, joyful life. That's what practicing is all about. You know, once you go through the concentration stage, and Pante will bring you to a later stage in your practice. So I prefer you ask me some questions, maybe any of you. No? No? All? Yes, please.
How do you concentrate when you have so many
your
children or that?
Yeah, you're right, you know. Correct. I first started doing my meditation every after work. Get home, take a shower. I'm seated to do about 45 minutes, 1 hour before dinner. That is practically almost every day. So discipline and determination is very, very important. And finally, your aspiration, you want it. So I think 1 hour is not much to ask, because a lot of us spend a lot of times in front of the TV. So 1 hour, at one stage I wake up 3 a.m. to do the loving kindness meditation, which is recommended by Pante here. 3 a.m. do 1 hour and go back and sleep again, and wake up 6:30, 7 o'clock. So it's a fantastic experience, you know. So like Pante said, don't give out. If you give out, you will really live to regret it, like me. If your bones are aching, you will have time. You will have problems sitting for long hours. So your young, able body will carry you through much easier and even faster. Nothing is a coincidence. I don't think any of you has planned that this retreat. My own children, you don't have that such good karma like you. He wants to enjoy life. Yeah. Yes, please. as you progress in your practice, actually this practice is about transformation, transforming yourself. Really, it's a bigger picture than just doing concentration now, which all of us have to go through this first. It's a whole transformation. So when you come to that stage, it's no problem. You can do many, many things. You can juggle from one thing and then not get irritated, because maybe you're concentrating on something, somebody, any of your friend come and disturb you, you get irritated, right? Correct? But you don't. When you transform yourself, you don't get irritated at all. No. Because all of us, when there's changes, you get irritated, whether the mind or physical body. So these are the great benefits of practicing towards enlightenment. Yes. Ah, my wife told me that, you know, I think it's the closest person already, right? So why do you have to do all this meditation? You know, I don't see other religion so difficult, you know, having to sit down and do all this practice. So a person who asks that question, she's definitely very ignorant. I can't change her mind, because if I say too many times, she gets upset, irritated. So let it be, you know, I would say ignorant of what? Ignorant of, I think as the Buddha said, suffering, right? Yeah, everything is impermanent. Through my own realization is everything is the karma, the cause and effect. Whatever religion you are now, whether you are Muslim, Christians, I think we came from a previous reborn, reincarnate. I told my brother the same thing. He's a Christian. I say, whether you like it or not, you think that you are just came from somewhere and going somewhere else. I said, no, you came from somewhere before, and you know that is your karma. I think the karma is very real. I mean, you wish that I am your brother. I asked him the question, did the creator or the send me to you or you to me? You know, you didn't wish for that, right? So yet, I am his brother. Whether he likes it or not, that is karma, right? He has got no choice. So I believe that anybody who believes that there's a higher being who is sending us this here, I can't agree with that. Maybe you will come to that stage also. Is that, oh, I wish to have a brother that has, you know, tall, dark, handsome maybe. But, you know, is that the case for your own family members, your own parents, your siblings? No, right? It's all karma, you know. It's our, like us now, we have our own karma here. I don't know what, maybe Pante will know, yeah. So this is the great thing about meditation. You will come to realize that everything is just the cause and effect, and ultimately you will accept it. So there's nothing to get angry about. The challenges, good or bad, that comes along. So this is the thing that I realize. Which has done a lot of good things for me. Yeah. If my children can't come and attend this retreat, I don't get upset, you know. But if, let's say 2-3 years ago, I would get upset, yeah. But that is their karma. I don't know. Maybe it's not right yet. Yeah. So I, when I look at you guys here, I, wow, that's great. You go to what, NTU, NUS, and now you are, you know, you're prime of the prime, you know, the cream of the cream, man, you know, able to practice. It's really not easy, but you know, that's the essence of Buddhism, is in the practice. Yeah. So my experience sharing with you is practical sharing. You will... I don't have problem on that. The first probably 5-10 minutes you probably want to knock off and sleep, you know. But you have to have some willpower, and once you break through it, there's no sleepiness. You got to be honest with yourself. You check, okay, if I have got 7 hours of sleep, it's enough, right? So other than the sleepiness, I think it's only temporary. Your body already has got 7 hours of sleep. So that's enough. Sometimes I do jog off and wanting to sleep, but then that's why sitting is important. It won't allow you to fall asleep. You knock off, you get up again, and you continue. So once you break through that period, it's all smooth sailing. You know, you do 45, 1 hour, no problem. So once you overcoming that, and when you get used to it, then you will come to enjoy it also. If you have no time, just take a day off. Don't, when you have overcome that, you have that discipline and aspiration to wanting to do it, then you can take 1-2 days off. It doesn't matter, because that is also, if you insist on doing it and your family insists that you go out, that becomes also an attachment, right? And you end up quarreling with your friends and all that. No, by all means, go ahead. If you have to get out and miss your meditation for 1-2 days, but don't forget to come back and maintain it. At one stage, I really stopped, you know, and you can feel that it really dropped. But I believe that practicing meditation, if you achieve a certain level, there's no more dropping already. You are there, you know. So you can maintain it. That's good enough. Maybe, I mean, to me, not only about talking about this life, I hope that Bhante will bring me all the way near to Nibbana, to Arahanthood. That is my aspiration. I'm not shy to say about it. I think a lot of people who are very shy to talk about such things, they say, oh, you've been boastful and all that. You're not being realistic, you know. Where got such thing as, you know, a lay person practicing towards that goal. But it's good to set a target, you know. Then you probably push yourself. If you don't get there in this lifetime, you get nearer. That is getting nearer to the Buddha. Why not, right? And you have a good rebirth. You bought your insurance. Nah, you will not drop the lower realm, animal realm, ghost realm. See how fortunate you bought insurance by practicing. That's the way. That's how I see it. And unless you disagree, it's very real. I mean, Buddhism practice is, to me, is very, very real. It's not some imaginary thing. That's why I said it, you know, that if you don't do it now, you probably end up doing 20 years later, like me. So all of you are very, very fortunate. Yeah? You have a teacher to teach you. please, any more questions? Clear your mind. Oh, you don't think about it anymore. You just everybody just try to do it. Don't think that whether you are there or not, whether you see when you have momentary concentration, whether you see lights and all that. Forget about it. It comes automatically. But once you go and concentrate on such thing, you are distracted. Your mind is distracted. There's no one-pointedness. So your happiness, your calmness come from one-pointedness. Meditation practice. Yeah. No, it's not the attachment anymore because you are progressing. You are not stagnating there and enjoying it. That's why when I was enjoying the loving kindness meditation, it was really good. Every day I wake up very, very happy. People around me also happy. I mean, it really has got a very great impact on me, and I'm really enjoying it. I was really enjoying it. And Pante said, okay, enough, stop. This is not what we are looking for. So he asked me to proceed on to other practice. Because ultimately, is what you want is enlightenment. So practicing meditation is not just this. It's a whole transformation of yourself based, I think, on your sixth sense. Sixth sense-based transformation of non-attachment, I think. That's how it leads to enlightenment and experiencing Nibbana. I think it's probably very great in Nibbana. Yes, it is. If you practice, you will know, you can feel it. Wow, you know. Sure, why not? Good results. Great entrepreneur, millionaire next time, why not? More the merrier, the money. I think basically in life, as I said earlier on, is your karma, right? If your karma is such up to this stage, if you're not meant to be multi-billionaire, you are not. And those who are, it's not that they're clever, it's their karma, because all of us are intelligent. Nobody is stupid in this world, including those in has got no education in Africa or India. They are not stupid. It's just that they have no education. They don't have a chance. They don't have the good karma to go to school, right? So if you understand that, that is their karma. This is your karma, good karma, as I said earlier on. So if you're meant to be right on top, you get there very smooth with your practice. Less obstacles. Yeah, if you're there, you're there. If you're not there, some of you will probably get married, some will not. So that is your karma, isn't it? Right? That's why I'm saying that karma is very, very important. It's very, very, I would say very powerful. You know, it is a way of life for us. I think you have no choice, as I said earlier on. This is what I believe now. Yeah. Maybe Pante may disagree.
Meditation. Okay, any questions about it? But I have talked this evening. In fact, I would like to talk about the hindrances or something like that. But I don't want to talk. Now you are having the hindrances, right? what you experience in your hindrances. Maybe tomorrow or after tomorrow, I will talk about hindrances. But now you are experiencing, these are your hindrances. No need to talk, right? So in the book, I might say, what is hindrances of meditators? What are these? The thought will come first, right? True? Thought, hindrance. Yes, and now you are facing this problem, the thought. And restlessness, mind doesn't stay on the same object. So, it's a hindrance, and now you are facing this problem, right? And sloth and torpor. Yes, most of you are having this problem. Laziness, sleepiness, drowsiness, heaviness. Is it hindrances? Pyabara, or unhealthy mind, or mental disease, or not very strong enough to be patient. Unhealthy mind. You are having this one also. Very hard to take that. Cannot be patient like that. Okay, these are, so the patient is the strength of the meditator. Being not patient is the weakness of the meditator. Okay, we can say a lot of things according to the teaching, according to the books. But I think now I don't need to say so much about it. Now you are facing these problems. We will make a list, that's all, right? Any questions about the meditation? So pronoun or I have a thought, forget everything about the momentary or temporary or nothing about it. Do not take this knowledge to the meditation room. Forget it. What you have, what you experience is what you have to meditate. That's all. Now, more or less, we have to talk about the concentration or that we are meditating on the names and forms. Concentration is weak, we see this and that, this and that. When concentration deep, we see nothing, only the very calmness. Yes, as a knowledge. Only listen here. Do not take this knowledge to meditation hall. You probably look for that experience. At that time, you are wasting your time. Some people say they see the light. I didn't see. Where's the light? Some people say that their body is like floating in the air, in the sky. So what is the floating? You're looking for it. At the time, you are not doing meditation anymore. So no reading. So we prevent it. No prettiness. You have a good enough knowledge from the book, through the book, right? A lot of knowledges. You have a knowledge. The one thing now, what we need is just apply it. We have discussed meditation. It's like direction book, right? Like when you buy a new machine, you have a direction book, right? Like a map. To switch on, press this button. Just press. Switch off, press this one. Just press. Do not analyze how this one, how about that one. You spoil your new machine. So meditation me, do this, okay, just do that. Do that. All the Buddha's teaching is a direction. But the problem is we are analyzing without practice. So a lot of the confusions are there. Just do practice, no confusion. Do not analyze it. So your mindfulness. Just follow that. Which teacher say that? Which okay, I will make you summarize. As long as you are aware of yourself, you are right. The teacher say that. The teacher do not believe it. As long as your meditation object is reality, not imagination, you are right. As long as you are not looking for the experience, you are right. Sometimes you are looking for the experience. Sometimes you are expecting your experience at the time wrong. So what sort of meditation is right? You are meditating on the reality. The meditation is right. You never get wrong. right? It summarizes. Every teacher, if the teacher say in this way, the teachings are right. No reality, imagination is not right. Right? So that's all tonight I want to talk. Tomorrow, forget all the knowledge, keep on trying. I think tomorrow morning or afternoon you will feel better. Some of you are struggling, the physical position, sitting. I would like to suggest please walk up properly. You can sit better. You will feel pain less and less. Walking will help you a lot when you are doing sitting meditation. On the other hand, also please try to meditate on other daily activities. Meditators get achievement in the short time. Those are meditating not only on sitting and not only on walking. Between sitting and between walking, whatever they do, whenever they dig in, they aware of that. When they were having coffee, they aware of that. Every action, every movement. Of course, it cannot, almost impossible, but they trying to meditate to every moment. These meditators can get achievement quickly. Not bad from your response to your feeling. Some of you have quite okay. Experience quite okay. But please try tomorrow. More or less tomorrow you will be better, I'm sure. First, physically, you can get it. You can take it. Second, mentally, you will be alright, okay? No question? If no question, also today, also, I think you need to meditate here. Because diploma class will be in the third floor. In my opinion, I would like you to stop at 5, 9, 2 o'clock, right? 9. Now we finish 9:30, right? Leave half an hour for individual or personal meditation time. That will be okay. 9 o'clock, we finish. Those who want to continue meditation, okay, continue their meditation for themselves. I think that will be okay. 9:30 will be a bit late. If you cannot do meditation very well, you will feel you don't have sleep enough. If you can do meditation, you don't feel that. Now, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, I'm not so sure you can do meditation well. That is why you might feel that you are losing sleep. Even the feeling, such a feeling can be hindrance to you. The problem is that feeling. That is why maybe about 2 days stop at 9 o'clock. Maybe last 2 days, maybe we will try 9:30 or something like that, right? Just trying to adjust. Thank you very much.